Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day on this third day of February. Happy birthday to my friend Leslie Wilson, who is an amazing person and human being, and I know it's her birthday today, so happy birthday to you. Hey, we are in the book of Proverbs. We're making our way toward the end because I just feel like we all need wisdom for 2022, right? And I'm also just super excited that that we are starting our fifth year of Pray Every Day. I never would have guessed that this would have happened. So thank you to all of you who have made that possible. And thanks for being a listener. I really appreciate you. And I just, with the love of the Lord inside of me, I just say, I love you and He loves you so, so much. So today we're in Proverbs 22, verses 1 through 14 in the World English Bible, the Web translation. This is what it says. A good name is more desirable than great riches, and loving favor is better than silver and gold. The rich and poor have this in common. Yahweh is the maker of them all. A prudent man sees danger and hides himself, but the simple pass on and suffer for it. The result of humility and the fear of Yahweh is wealth, honor, and life. Thorns and snares are in the path of the wicked. Whoever guards his soul strays from them. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. The rich rule over the poor. The borrower is servant to the lender. He who sows wickedness reaps trouble, and the rod of his fury will be destroyed. He who has a generous eye will be blessed, for he shares his food with the poor. Drive out the mocker, and strife will go out. Yes, quarrels and insults will stop. He who loves purity of heart speaks gracefully and is the king's friend. Yahweh's eyes watch over knowledge, but he frustrates the words of the unfaithful. The sluggard says, "There's a lion outside. I'll be killed in the streets." The mouth of an adulteress is a deep pit. He who is under Yahweh's wrath will fall into it. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we want to have a good name. We want to desire it more than great riches. We want to be favored by not necessarily like applauded by the world. We certainly don't want that, but we want to have such a good reputation among the people that we work with and our families and our friends that we have integrity, that the outside of us matches what's on the inside. Lord, you are the maker of us all, and I am so grateful for that. Help us to rest in the fact that we are your children. You've adopted us into your family. We have been set gloriously free. And that freedom is something that defines our life, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So help us today, Lord, any shackles that we have, any addictions that we're battling, even frustrating relationships, Lord, we want to be set free from the things we need to be set free from. And we know that you are the great emancipator. So would you set us free today? Set us free to worship you. Set us free to be with you. That's just what happened in the Old Testament in the book of Exodus. They were set free from the oppression and slavery of Egypt in order to worship you. And so, Lord, help us not to take lightly this idea of worship, that we're set free to worship. We're set free to dance in your presence, to rejoice in you and to rejoice in that freedom and to be a light of freedom to those who are in bondage and darkness. So, Lord, we pray for our family members and our loved ones who are far from you today, and we lift them up to you and we ask that you would rescue them. We want to see that the result of their humility and their humbleness is wealth, honor, and life. We pray a blessing over our family and our friends. Lord, thank you for teaching us about the importance of training up children in the way that they should go. But we also lift up those children in our lives, or grandchildren in our lives, or great-grandchildren in our lives, or maybe parents in our lives who are far from you, whom we've shared the gospel with, who we've poured our lives into, and we pray you would bring them back. Lord, thank you for the wise wisdom about not being a slave to the lender. So, Lord, I pray that you would help the person today who's battling. They're just battling debt, and it's just drowning them. And they're really stressed out and worried and not just they've lost their joy because of the debt. I pray that you would help them to form in their mind a way out. Lord, help them to find how to pay all those bills and provide for them in unique and beautiful ways and save them from the slavery of debt. I pray that you would rescue them. And just sometimes, Lord, it's just that we need a little light. Send some light and show them the way through. Lord, you frustrate the words of the unfaithful, but you are in the words of those who are faithful to you. And so, Lord, we want to be faithful with our words today. Help us to encourage the people in our lives and to be near you in the process. We love you so much, and we thank you so much for giving us life. I pray this in Jesus' beautiful, powerful, lovely name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Kathy Howard. You can find out more about her at kathyhoward.org. It's K-A-T-H-Y, howard.org. And she has a lot to teach us. She has a real heart to help people understand the Bible. She has done a lot of work for us. And so anyway, you can get more out of the Bible, and maybe you're not sure how to start. So if you struggle to understand scripture, Kathy will equip you with simple but powerful tools to build your Bible study confidence and help you better understand and more effectively apply the scripture to your life. Her 4R Bible study method, which stands for read, record, reflect, and respond, is also the format for her new devotional book series called Deep Rooted. Deep Rooted is a devotional series with meat on its bones. And so if you want to find out more about what Kathy Howard is offering, you can go to kathyhoward.org, and it's K-A-T-H-Y, howard.org, and find out more about the 4R Bible study method. Thank you, Kathy, for sponsoring the podcast. And if you'd like to sponsor the podcast, you can email Kristen at newsletter@marydemuth.com.